Our text for this morning, for this evening that is part of the reading from Romans chapter 5 verses 2 to 8. For through him we have also attained access by grace, faith, into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is our text. Dear Christian friends, on the funny page in this morning's paper, in the Zips cartoon, teenage Jeremy says to his friend Prince, "You know that railing over the library that's covered with ice? I had the stupid idea that we could." The next frame shows Jeremy and his friend Pierce on the railing on his skateboard, saying, "You had me at stupid." Sometimes friends dare each other to do risky things, and even do risky things together. But there's another kind of daring friend that I want to talk about tonight. The one who dares not to do bad things, but who dares to help, even though it might be at their own personal risk. It's said that it's in hard times you find out who your real friends are. It may be putting oneself in danger to rescue a friend in an emergency, risking injury or even death to help them. It may be sparing no expense to make sure that your friend has something that they need. It may be bravely going with them into a frightening or uncomfortable situation, like a hospital room or a courtroom. It may be taking a risk of sharing who you really are, or the risk of saying something that needs to be said but you know they might not like. You take the risk of rejection or anger. This is what real friends do. In our passion history, we see some friends who are being daring, sometimes by being encouraged by their friends, but we see that Jesus is most daring of all. We see that Jesus' enemies are daring avoiders. But we see that we can be daring endurers because Jesus dared to die even for sinners. Let's think first about how Jesus' enemies were daring avoiders. It's Matthew who tells us, "Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. They had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered, Pilate said to them, 'Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?' Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus." Why do people accept dares to do dangerous things? I think usually it's because they want to avoid something that's even more frightening to them than what they're dared to do. What do we want to avoid is what other people might think of them. It was daring for this crowd to ask for the release of a murderer. Why did they do that? It's because they were encouraged by their seeming friends, the religious leaders. The religious leaders themselves, I think, were pretty daring in pressuring and threatening the Roman governor himself. But actually, they were trying to avoid something they feared even more than the Roman governor, and that was the popular opinion of the people, which would turn against them. They would lose their friends if they tried to kill Jesus themselves, which is what they would have liked to do. But Pilate also wanted to avoid killing Jesus. He knew he was an innocent man, especially when he was encouraged by his best friend, that is, his wife. And he realized he could be in trouble for injustice. So he responded with a dare of his own, a risky offer to replace Jesus with Barabbas and release Barabbas instead. He was surely surprised when they took up his dare. Again, he tried to risk injustice by daring them finally to just take Jesus and kill him themselves. But that finally was more than they dared to do. Then they revealed why. Well, he's claimed to be the Son of God. They feared not only the wrath of the people, they feared the wrath of God himself because they knew that they were doing wrong. And so finally, Pilate is faced with a dare that he will not take. He doesn't do this, they're going to complain to Caesar. And he's already been in trouble with Caesar because of these people's complaints. And so he would rather dare do what he knows good and well is wrong. These were daring people because of their strong desire to avoid responsibility, to avoid shame, to avoid the disapproval of others. But in the end, they gave in because of their fear of punishment. Paul, in our text, also writes to people who lived in fear. Fear of a backlash against them if they lived out their faith. Rejection, persecution, even government punishment. But, he says, we can be daring endurers. He writes, through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. In times of suffering or danger, we need friends who will stick with us. Peter and his disciples, the other disciples, they thought they were those kind of friends. But when they faced danger and suffering themselves, they discovered they were not that daring. But later, John and the women who stood at the foot of Jesus' cross together were daring friends, unafraid to be associated with him. It takes courage to stay at a friend's side even when there's nothing we can do to help. That's a hard thing to do. It also takes courage to say what we know someone doesn't want to hear or is hard to believe. We may not want to believe that we can rejoice in our sufferings. How can that be true, that there's any good in our sufferings? Well, suffering by itself does not do this. It's only good when we have somebody who stands beside us through that suffering, who is God, who stands with us with his grace. Therefore, we can dare to endure suffering. We don't have to do all we can to avoid it out of fear of shame or rejection or punishment, because we know that God's own love is poured out for us. And we can stand, therefore, beside others in their suffering, even when sometimes that's hard for us to endure. We can do this when we know that even in suffering we have hope. Because suffering does not mean that God is against us. God sticks with us through it. And God brings something good out of it because of the good that came out of Jesus suffering for us. Because Jesus dares to die even for sinners. While we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So we see Jesus is the most daring friend of all. He not only goes with us to face great fears, including death, but he goes for us in our place. He did not come to the point where he said, I give up, that's more than I dare to do. He dared to stand before the screaming crowds and not shout back. He dared to stand before Pilate the judge without even defending himself. He dared to face that gauntlet of soldiers without turning away. He dared to step into Barabbas' place without objection. He dared to hang on the cross, refusing the wine to numb the pain. Most of all, he was daring to take all the punishment for our sins. He did it not because we were friends who were worth it, not because we were good enough to deserve it, but even though on our own we are unrighteous. That means he had no guarantee that we would even believe that it happened, or accept any of the benefit of it, or be willing to be changed by it. But he did it because he, for one, knew that we needed it. And he is a friend in need. He continues to boldly offer to us his word of forgiveness for all who believe it. He continues to give us his body and blood in Holy Communion for all who will receive it. Now he is a friend who dares us not to do what is dangerous, but to do what is difficult, to face our fears and our sins, and to boldly trust in him alone to save us, even when we stand before the great judgment seat of God. Jesus' enemies are daring avoiders, taking great risks to avoid the consequences of their behavior. We can be daring endurers, enduring suffering with each other in the hope of God's grace, because Jesus has dared to die even for sinners, confident in his righteousness and his resurrection, which alone gives us righteousness and resurrection. May God grant that this is true for each of us. Amen. Now, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.